RAG beats fine-tuning for most enterprise use cases, and the data backs it. What Morgan Stanley and a $10 million Bloomberg model reveal about where to spend first. Enterprise teams keep framing model customization as a contest between RAG and fine-tuning, then spend months arguing the wrong question. In a survey of 600 U.S. IT decision-makers, RAG reached 51% of enterprise AI deployments in production, while fine-tuning accounted for 9%. Enterprise generative AI spending went from $2.3 billion in 2023 to $13.8 billion in 2024 and tripled again to $37 billion in 2025. Yet 88% of organizations use AI in at least one business function, and only 6% reach measurable EBIT impact. The gap is not adoption, and it is not the model. For most enterprise use cases, RAG beats fine-tuning on cost and freshness, and fine-tuning is a premature optimization, because the variable that decides outcomes is the quality of your knowledge corpus, not the customization technique you bolt on top of it. RAG runs in 51% of production enterprise AI deployments against 9% for fine-tuning, and the same retrieval setup swings from 3% to 40% hallucination on corpus quality alone. The corpus is the variable, not the model. Key points. RAG is in production at 51% of enterprise AI deployments versus 9% for fine-tuning, a near 6x adoption gap in a 600 respondent sample. Enterprise generative AI spend rose from $2.3 billion in 2023 to $13.8 billion in 2024 to $37 billion in 2025, while only 6% of organizations reach measurable EBIT impact from AI. The same RAG architecture produced 0 to 3% hallucination on a curated domain corpus, 13-23% on general web search, and 37-40% with no retrieval, with corpus quality as the sole variable. A full 128K context query costs about 0.40 against roughly 0.06 for a RAG retrieved query, a 60x per query gap that compounds at scale. Organizations with successful AI initiatives invest up to 4x more in data quality, governance, and AI-ready infrastructure, and reach up to 65% better business outcomes. Across 1,200-plus production deployments, the governing principle was context engineering, prompt engineering model selection, with fine-tuning appearing as a downstream optimization. Fine-tuning turns cost-competitive only above roughly 100,000 queries per day on a stable, narrow task. Lessons learned. Start with retrieval. Ship a RAG system over your existing documents before you consider training anything, because RAG delivers immediate accuracy gains without data labeling and retraining overhead. Spend on the corpus first. Audit, clean, and structure the knowledge base before debating customization technique, since corpus quality moves reliability more than model choice. Treat fine-tuning as a recurring cost, not a one-time project. Every policy change, product update, and new feature triggers a new training run, and maintenance often exceeds the initial training spend. Use the query volume threshold as your decision gate. Below roughly 100,000 queries per day on a stable task, RAG wins on total cost of ownership. Keep source traceability in the architecture. RAG outputs trace to documents, which satisfies compliance review in a way fine-tuned model weights cannot. Do not let fine-tuning encode a snapshot. A $10 million from scratch financial model was outperformed by a general model within months. Audio version embed placeholder, PDF lead capture placeholder. What is the RAG versus fine-tuning decision really about? RAG retrieval augmented generation feeds a model relevant documents at query time from an external index. Fine-tuning bakes new behavior into the model's weights through additional training. The technique entered enterprise vocabulary through a 2020 Meta AI research paper, became a standard AI budget line item by 2024, and by 2025 sat in Gartner's AI hype cycle as a name capability. The global RAG market was valued at roughly $1.2 billion in 2023 and is projected to reach $11 billion by 2030, a 49.1% compound annual growth rate. The decision matters because the market has already voted with its budgets, and most teams still treat customization as a model problem. Prompt design is the dominant technique in enterprise deployments, RAG follows, and fine-tuning, tool calling, and reinforcement learning remain niche, used primarily by frontier teams. That pattern held across both the 2024 and 2020 Menlo Venture surveys, so this is not a transitional phase. Fine-tuning stays specialist even as the market matures. What does the data show? On raw capability, the two techniques are not really competitors. A benchmark across Llama 2 13B, GPT 3.5, and GPT-4 on an agriculture domain dataset found a base model at 75% accuracy, fine-tuning alone lifting it about 6 percentage points, and a combined fine-tuning plus RAG approach adding roughly 5 more. The gains were additive and separable. That reframes the question. You are not picking a winner. You are picking what to reach for first, and for an enterprise starting cold, RAG delivers immediate gain without labeling data or running training jobs. Cost is where the separation gets sharp. A May 2026 study assessing RAG and fine-tuning for industrial question answering in the automotive sector, using two closed BMW Group datasets, found RAG the most effective and cost-efficient adaptation method for both closed-source and open-source models. Open-source models enhanced with RAG reach quality comparable to premium out-of-the-box models. That result lands in a domain where fine-tuning intuitively seems mandatory, high-specificity manufacturing data, and RAG still came out ahead on cost efficiency. What are practitioners reporting? The people building these systems are using AI fast and trusting it slowly. Among 48,957 developers surveyed across 177 countries, 84% use or plan to use AI tools, and 51% of professional developers use them daily, but only 3.1% highly trust AI tool accuracy, and 45.7% somewhat or highly distrust the output. The top frustration, cited by 66%, was AI solutions that are almost right, but not quite. That trust gap is the practical case for retrieval. RAG responses trace back to source documents. Fine-tuned model outputs cannot be audited the same way. Buyers rank the criteria accordingly. Among 600 enterprise IT decision makers, measurable value delivery was the top model selection criterion at 30%, and industry-specific customization second at 26%, with price last at 1%. Measurable value favors the approach that ships faster and produces auditable answers. Deloitte's survey of 3,135 leaders captured the wider mood as rising AI spend but elusive ROI, with 66% reporting productivity gains, but only 20% already growing revenue through AI against 74% who hope to. When the burden of proof rises, expensive customization gets deferred. What does this look like in practice? The argument holds up best against named deployments. The two cases below run from a finance firm that could have fine-tuned anything to a data company whose $10 million bet aged in months. Each shows a different face of the same pattern. Morgan Stanley built a retrieval layer instead of a model. Morgan Stanley's roughly 16,000 financial advisors had a research library of more than 350,000 documents and no fast way to retrieve from it during client conversations, so follow-up tasks that needed a document lookup took days. Every day, advisors worked around the bottleneck by hand. The firm deployed a RAG system on GPT-4 that indexed over 100,000 documents, with a human-in-the-loop design where advisors review AI output before it reaches a client. It fine-tuned nothing. Because the retrieval layer ingested new research and regulatory changes immediately, the system stayed current without retraining, and because every answer traced to a source document, it satisfied compliance review. Over 98% of advisor teams now use the assistant, and the firm attributed $64 billion in net new assets in Q3 2024 and 100,000 new clients to the efficiency gains. Enterprise software rarely passes 70% active adoption after sustained rollout campaigns, which makes 98% the detail worth remembering. A firm that could afford to train any model chose retrieval because its knowledge changed faster than any training cycle could track. Bloomberg's $10 million model aged in months. In 2023, Bloomberg faced a real problem. Existing LLMs handled financial terminology and reasoning poorly, which seemed to justify a custom model. Every day that gap cost the firm in specialized tasks general models fumbled. So Bloomberg invested roughly $10 million training a GPT 3.5 class model from scratch on its proprietary financial corpus and documented it in a widely cited paper. Shortly after release, GPT-4 arrived and outperformed the domain-specific model on nearly all the financial tasks used to justify the project. The firm's own retrospective conclusion pointed away from scratch training toward fine-tuning or retrieval on top of strong-based models as they appear. This was not a failure. It was a reasonable 2022 bet with a shelf life measured in months. Organizations that build RAG systems escape that obsolescence because they swap the underlying model without rebuilding their knowledge infrastructure. What patterns emerge across these cases? Two patterns repeat. First, the winning deployments engineered information flow, not model internals. Morgan Stanley put a retrieval layer over clean, structured, continuously updated data and let the model stay generic. Second, the technique choice was inseparable from governance. Source traceable RAG output enabled the human review that compliance required, which a fine-tuned model's weights could never provide. Bloomberg's obsolescence is the honest counterweight. Even strong-based models drift, but that argues for owning the pipeline that feeds the model, not for baking knowledge into weights. What separates organizations that get results from those that don't? Zoom out from individual cases, and the divide is about foundations, not models. Among organizations using AI, only 6% qualify as high performers with measurable EBIT impact, and they are about 3 times as likely to have fundamentally redesigned workflows around AI. 3 blockers account for most of the gap: fragmented data and legacy infrastructure, workflows never redesigned for AI, and no clear scaling priorities. All 3 are information architecture problems. None is a model problem. The spending data makes the point in dollars. Organizations with successful AI initiatives invest up to 4 times more as a share of revenue in data quality, governance, and AI-ready infrastructure than organizations with poor outcomes. And those at the highest data maturity reach up to 65% better business outcomes. The 4x differential sits in data foundations, not in model customization. If data investment predicts outcomes that strongly, a team debating RAG versus fine-tuning before fixing its corpus is optimizing the wrong variable. What do practitioners consistently report? The largest documented corpus of production work points the same direction. An analysis of 1,200-plus production LLM deployments found that sophisticated retrieval architectures remain the most central element of successful systems and name the governing principle outright. Context engineering, prompt engineering, fine-tuning showed up as a secondary optimization, not a primary architectural decision. Across that whole corpus, the discipline of architecting how information reaches the model mattered more than any specific retrieval method or model choice. What drives the gap between strong and weak outcomes? The gap compounds. Enterprise generative AI spending tripled to $37 billion in 2025. Despite that, returns concentrate. McKinsey put the average AI return at $370 per dollar spent, while the top 6% of organizations exceed $1030 per dollar, nearly 3x the average. Those high performers are 5 times more likely to allocate over 20% of their digital budgets to AI and nearly 3 times more likely to have redesigned workflows around it. Doing this well pays back at a multiple. Doing it poorly funds a proof of concept that gets abandoned, and at least 50% of generative AI projects were abandoned after proof of concept by the end of 2025, against Gartner's original 30% forecast. Why does the same architecture produce different results? Here is the reframe. The customization technique is not where reliability is decided. The corpus is. A 2021 JMIR Cancer study ran the same RAG architecture across 3 corpus conditions and measured hallucination. With a curated domain-specific knowledge base, hallucination ran 0.3%. With general web search, 13.23%. With no retrieval at all, 37.40%. Same base models, same retrieval method, no architectural change. The only variable that moved was the quality of the index corpus, and it swung reliability by more than 10 times. A second domain confirms the structural point. Peer-reviewed evaluation of commercial legal AI tools found hallucinations in 17.33% of cases, traced primarily to source quality and retrieval edge cases rather than the model. Two independent domains, clinical and legal, make the same argument. The architecture is not the variable. The corpus is. This is why fine-tuning reads as a premature optimization. It pays to encode knowledge into model weights at a snapshot in time, when the leverage was in the information pipeline feeding the model all along. The organizational data closes the loop. Successful initiatives invest 4x more in data foundations. The production deployment corpus ranks context engineering above model selection, and 63% of organizations either lack or are unsure they have the right data management practices for AI. Gartner predicts organizations will abandon 60% of AI projects unsupported by AI-ready data through 2026. Once you see that corpus quality, not customization technique, is the variable that moves outcomes. The entire RAG versus fine-tuning debate resolves into a question about your data pipeline. What does a successful implementation look like? A major European bank shows the reframe paying off. The institution carried heavy regulatory compliance obligations and deployed a RAG-based platform to automate risk detection, document analysis, and compliance documentation, with no fine-tuning and all customization in the retrieval and structured output layers. Because source traceability of every generated output was preserved, a requirement RAG satisfies by design, the system met audit standards out of the box. The vendor reported results. EOR 20 million saved over 3 years, the equivalent of 36 full-time employees freed from routine compliance review, and return on investment within 2 months. The cleaner technical proof comes from LinkedIn, which combined RAG with a knowledge graph built from historical support tickets, preserving both the structure inside each issue and the relationships between issues. When a new ticket arrived, the system retrieved structurally relevant past resolutions, not just semantically similar text. Median per-issue resolution time dropped 28.6%. Retrieval quality measured by mean reciprocal rank improved 77.6%, validated across benchmark datasets in 6 months of live deployment. Set the LinkedIn and bank results against Bloomberg's $10 million obsolescence, and the variable announces itself. The cases that won engineered the information structure feeding a generic model. The case that struggled paid to encode knowledge into weights. What are the economics of RAG versus fine-tuning? Both sides of the ledger favor retrieval. On the cost of getting it wrong, fine-tuning structure hides a multiplier. Documented enterprise fine-tuning cost breaks down as compute, 35-50%, data preparation, 20-30%, engineering time, 15-25%, storage and infrastructure, 10-15%, and ongoing maintenance and retraining, 5-10%. The maintenance line is the one teams underestimate, and some organizations spend more on retraining than on the original run because every policy change, product update, or new feature forces a new training cycle. Fine-tuning converts a one-time customization cost into a recurring operational one. Per query, the gap is wide. At full 128K context utilization, a query costs about 0.40, while the same retrieval outcome from RAG, pulling roughly 2,000 relevant tokens, costs about 0.00, a 60x differential. For a system handling 1 million queries a year, that is a meaningful annual gap in inference alone. The cost of inaction sits upstream in the data. Among early Gen AI adopters, 55% cite time-consuming data management, 52% report data quality issues, and only 11% have more than half their unstructured data ready for LLM use. On the return side, the numbers reward getting it right. Among 1,700 early-stage adopters, 92% report their AI investments already pay for themselves, and 93% call their initiatives mostly or very successful, with South Korea leading RAG adoption at 82%. McKinsey's high performers clear $10.30 per dollar invested. Fine-tuning earns its place only at the extreme, above roughly 100,000 queries per day on a stable, narrow task where a small, fine-tuned model runs at 10-50x lower per query cost than a large model with appended context. Below that volume, or for any knowledge that changes over weeks or months, RAG delivers lower total cost of ownership. The economics point where the outcome data already pointed, toward the corpus and the pipeline that serves it. How do you fix the customization problem? The thesis restated, Outcomes ride on corpus quality and how information flows to the model, not on whether you fine-tune. That is the problem we built the tricky Wombat pipeline to solve. We frame the work around the retrieval pipeline, not the model, because the model is the part you should be able to swap without rebuilding anything. Three requirements decide whether that pipeline holds up in production. 1. Ingest and structure the corpus before indexing. Most systems index raw documents and hope vector similarity sorts it out, which produces the naive RAG floor where enterprise deployments hit only 10-40% task success. We parse, transform, and index cleaning and structuring source content and attaching metadata before anything reaches the vector store. The corpus condition is the variable that swings hallucination from 3% to 40%, so the pipeline treats corpus preparation as the primary engineering surface, not a pre-processing afterthought. 2. Retrieve with hybrid search and re-ranking, not vector similarity alone. Most systems run pure vector search and accept whatever comes back. Hybrid search that combines keyword and dense vector retrieval, merge with reciprocal rank fusion, outperforms pure vector search on enterprise tasks by 15-30%, and a cross-encoder re-ranking pass adds about 23.4% retrieval accuracy on top. We layer both, then add structure-aware retrieval where the data warrants it. On schema-bound queries with complex aggregations, GraphRAG reached over 90% accuracy, where standard vector RAG scored near zero. 3. Inject structured state alongside retrieved documents. Most systems retrieve policy text and stop, which is why a pure knowledge layer underperforms. The strongest support deployments inject each user's account state, structured data, alongside the retrieved policy. The pipeline carries both the unstructured retrieval and the structured context the query needs, so the model answers against the actual situation, not a generic document match. The pipeline runs continuously. It monitors retrieval quality, reprocesses the corpus as source documents change, and verifies that every answer traces to a citable source. The phased path matters here. Teams that skip the hybrid search and re-ranking foundation ship systems stuck at the 10 to 40% success floor, while those that build it before adding agentic orchestration climb steadily. Because the knowledge layer updates without retraining, the system gets more accurate as the corpus improves, with no model rebuild required. The bottom line, every case here, the finance firm with 350,000 documents, the bank that cleared audit in 2 months, and the data company whose $10 million model aged in months, turns on the same variable. The quality and structure of the knowledge feeding the model, not the technique stamped on top of it. RAG wins for most enterprises because it lets you fix that variable without paying to re-encode it into model weights every time it changes. The broader principle reaches past this one decision. Organizations that treat AI as a model problem keep buying bigger models and abandoning projects after proof of concept. And more than half of generative AI projects met that fate by the end of 2025. Organizations that treat it as an information infrastructure problem invest 4x more in data foundations and clear 10-30 per dollar. The technology is converging. The same foundation models sit behind everyone's deployment, which means the model is the part that no longer differentiates you. What differentiates you is the corpus you pointed at and the pipeline that serves it. The companies that understand this are building retrieval infrastructure now. The ones that don't are fine-tuning a snapshot that the next base model will erase. FAQ, is RAG better than fine-tuning for enterprise use cases? For most enterprise use cases, yes, on cost and freshness. RAG is in production at 51% of enterprise AI deployments versus 9% for fine-tuning, and it updates instantly when your knowledge changes without a retraining run. Fine-tuning becomes cost-competitive only above roughly 100,000 queries per day on a stable, narrow task. When does fine-tuning actually make sense? Fine-tuning makes sense for high-volume, stable, narrow tasks where a small, fine-tuned model runs at 10-50x lower per query cost than a large model with appended context, generally above roughly 100,000 queries per day. For any knowledge that changes over weeks or months, RAG delivers lower total cost of ownership. The agriculture benchmark also showed fine-tuning, and RAG produced additive gains, so the strongest accuracy often comes from both, with RAG first. How much does fine-tuning cost compared to RAG? A full 128K context query costs about $0.40 against roughly $0.06 for a RAG retrieved query, a 60 cracks per query gap. Fine-tuning also carries a recurring maintenance cost, 5 to 10% of total and documented breakdowns, and some organizations spend more on retraining than on the initial run because every change forces a new cycle. Does RAG reduce hallucinations? It depends entirely on corpus quality, not the architecture. The same RAG setup produced 0 to 3% hallucination on a curated domain corpus, 13 to 23% on general web search, and 37 to 40% with no retrieval. Commercial legal AI tools showed 17 to 33% hallucination traced to source quality, confirming the pattern across domains. What is the difference between RAG and fine-tuning? RAG retrieves relevant documents from an external index and feeds them to the model at query time, so updates happen by changing the index. Fine-tuning trains new behavior into the model's weights, so updates require retraining. RAG keeps outputs traceable to source documents, which fine-tuned weights cannot do, a difference that matters for compliance. Can you use RAG and fine-tuning together? Yes, and the leading deployments often do. In the agriculture benchmark, combined fine-tuning plus RAG scored highest. Why do so many enterprise AI projects fail? At least 50% of generative AI projects were abandoned after proof of concept by the end of 2025, citing poor data quality, weak risk controls, escalating costs, and unclear business value. The common thread is information infrastructure. 63% of organizations either lack or are unsure they have the right data management practices for AI. What is context engineering? Context engineering is the discipline of architecting all the information a model needs to solve a task, the corpus, retrieval, and structured state, rather than tuning prompts or the model. The term gained currency in June 2025 and was formalized in academic work. Across 1,200-plus production deployments, the governing principle was context engineering, prompt engineering, model selection. What is GraphRAG and when should you use it? GraphRAG combines retrieval with a knowledge graph, so the system retrieves structurally related information, not just semantically similar text. Microsoft Research open-sourced it in July 2024. Use it for schema-bound queries with complex aggregations, where a 2025 FallCoreDB benchmark put GraphRAG over 90% accuracy against near 0% for standard vector RAG. How much should enterprises invest in data foundations versus models? Weight it toward data foundations. Organizations with successful AI initiatives invest up to 4 times more in data quality, governance, and AI-ready infrastructure, and reach up to 65% better business outcomes at the highest data maturity. Gartner forecasts organizations will abandon 60% of AI projects unsupported by AI-ready data through 2026.